This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
A curious remake of a 70s film with James Caan. This version of The Gambler has Mark Wahlberg. It says Academy Award nominee Mark Wahlberg, although this isn't that version of him, although maybe it strives to be a little too much. The director, Rupert Wyatt, directed the Planet of the Apes remake, which has really nothing to do with this film. This film is really hard to nail down. It's kind of a perfect example of a lot of moving parts which look good, and then when you put them together, there just isn't magic. Film, unlike any other art form, is composed in a series of steps, which is known as a process. They call this filmmaking, but really it's just a bunch of days of different people doing different things, and there's so many people, the actors, the writers, the director, the craft service people. There's just so much going on that you can get something like this where you have, you know, John Goodman, who's excellent, Jessica Lange, who's excellent, Brie Larson, who's good, Mark Wahlberg, who's good, and a competent director with the you know, track record of making successful Hollywood movies who wants to do something maybe more on his artistic side, and maybe wants to remake a classic movie and make it better. And then it kind of, for whatever reason, falls flat. And The Gambler is a perfect example of this. It's got a little bit of a sports movie going on. There's maybe a little too much time spent looking at the blackjack hands. If you like gambling and sports betting, you'll probably enjoy the movie, unless you get frustrated at the lack of action. But I would say that it reminded me most of the book The Gambler by Dostoevsky, in that you have a character who kind of has everything and has some self-loathing compulsion to keep risking what he has, which is good. He's got a beautiful girl who's in love with him. He's got a good job. He comes from a rich family. He's a good-looking guy. Now, someone asks him in the movie, like, hey, you've got everything. What's your problem? I think it's John Goodman who has a couple of good speeches. And I think the problem here is most of the audience is kind of agreeing with him, and probably some of them will walk out. But for those that stay, it's not bad.